It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 745. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. Leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/miketechshow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking the link on the website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. Today is a special show because I have a guest with me right now. And may I introduce Uncle Marv, the host of Podnuts Pro.
Hello, everyone. So glad to be here visiting Mike in the wonderful state of Florida.
Yeah, this is it's weird having new digs. And I got to set up the office, as you know, all my trials and tribulations of getting all of this together. And I'm so glad that Marv was able to join me because I have an interesting topic that I want to discuss, which is customer service.
Let me first start by saying, welcome to Florida, Mike.
And someone's already done that. And that's, yes, that's meant in a negative way because I'm just not used to this. I just can't believe the lack of customer service because I don't experience that in Pennsylvania. I just don't. And it's amazing from, and especially from the last, the last Facebook posts. So we're back. I noticed the phone number that was coming up that left a voicemail on my cell phone, and that was the car dealer. So I have an appointment on Tuesday morning to discuss a cracked bumper and the obscene cigarette smoke smell that they masked temporarily that's in the car. And they're my two issues. And then anybody who's been following my post in Facebook, they sent the license plate yesterday with postage due. I had to pay $2.80 for the license plate. I showed Marv and his wife, and they're like, so what?
Yeah. Just another Friday in Fort Lauderdale. Friday in Florida.
Aren't they embarrassed? Aren't they? I can't, you know, I don't understand the how that would look to anybody that's just purchased a car from them. You know, what if someone bought, you know, a $50,000 Lexus from them and that's what they're going to do? They're going to postage due for the license plate? I just find that appalling.
Well, it's funny that if you see in the chat, Matt Rainey, our good friend, has commented that everything is extra in Florida. And that is true, but customer service is the best way to describe it is expect the worst.
And hope for the best.
And hope for the best.
No. Now, I got to believe that you don't run your business that way.
I do not. That's why I have good, loyal, long-standing customers.
And same here. We do not run our business that way. As a matter of fact, I received a voicemail on my Freedom Voice phone earlier, and I quickly forwarded it because we don't pick up directly on weekends. I now have hours. And the voicemail from the client, I forwarded it to my son, and my son was tied up in Pennsylvania, but he already left a voicemail to the person. It's not a big thing, but he's going to get back to him tonight, and he's going to take care of it. And it's a Saturday, and this is not even a retainer client. It's a break-fix client. So would you go out of your way, or at least if you had the time, take care of a Saturday complaint?
Depends on the client and depends on the complaint.
Okay.
And for instance, I responded to two emails this morning that were managed clients, and I took care of them. However, there was a third request, even though it was for a managed client, I'm not going to address it till Monday because it's not a service impacting call. So I just pick and choose.
Right. And in even this one, I would have normally let it go to Monday, but I knew my son was going to be available. And, you know, it's billable because it's break fix. And, well, everything's billable, but it's an Outlook issue. And I know my son could fix it. So it was just something that this person is irritated by it. It's also an older individual that my son has the patience a little more than me. For the customer service side, I give Michael Jr., my difficult or older clients. But then there's some that I have to take care of because they don't trust Mike Jr. just yet. So we have a client, let's say her name's Carol, and I'm the Carol whisperer. So she gives my son a hard time, but then when I call, I calm everything down, make them all happy. So do you categorize your clients a little bit like that where, you know, hey, this person's a difficult client, or do you just weed them out and you don't have any?
Well, it's hard to weed them out. So let's start with that. But I do have, for instance, my job that I had in Lakeland yesterday. It was at an office where one of the end users is absolutely annoying. And I put her off until the very end of all the other work that I did. And that's kind of how I do it. I made sure I get all the pleasant stuff done first and took care of her last. But in terms of other customers, if I know early on in a relationship that a customer is going to be difficult, we basically set the ground rules up front of how they're to behave in order for me to continue doing business with them. And that seems to work out pretty good. Now, sometimes they'll want to come back at me and say, well, what are the ground rules for you? And I have to explain to them, my ground rules are simple. I treat every customer the same. Whether you are my highest paid managed service client or you're my lowest paying break fix client, I'm going to treat you the same.
I have trouble with that sometimes.
But your priorities may be a little different.
Okay, yes.
You know, you're not going to get immediate service if you're not on a managed agreement with me.
Correct.
And that's just the understanding that has to be made.
Yes.
But what's funny is even my managed people are the people that a lot of times will be like, "I'm sorry for bothering you."
Yep. I have that. I have an attorney who, Mike, I am so sorry to bother you. And I'm like, don't. He always apologizes. Mm-hmm. Always. We have a couple clients like that. Don't feel bad. So that's here you go.
Especially if you're paying for the right to bother me.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the thing. If you're on a service contract, the whole reason that you've paid for that is to bother me.
Exactly. And I don't say it that way. I'm just, you're never a bother. I will take care of it. And this is the type of client that, it was an attorney, and a long time ago I told this story. He opened a zip file from an email, made the edits for hours and hours, and kept clicking file save. But when he exited, it wasn't anywhere he could find it. And once he duplicated that, he was panicked. He had spent hours. He says, I know I saved it. And I said, duplicate it for me. And it took me about 2 minutes to see that temporary directory that the zip file put the file in. I found his file. I moved it to where he normally saves them. And I said, when you open something like that, do file save as. And he's like, oh my God, thank you. A couple days later, my wife and I were coming back from somewheres, and on the front step was this big white styrofoam box. They were steaks from Omaha Steaks with a note, thank you. You saved me and my client hours and hours of work. Now, this is a retainer client that didn't have to do that and just showed his thanks. See, they like customer service and love. I reward customer service. If I'm in a restaurant and you take care of me, you're getting a good tip. I will take care of you. I haven't met anybody yet down here that is worthy of that. You know that
they're here, but it's going to take time to find them. The biggest deal down here is Florida is such a transient state that there are situations where people know that after the first purchased, they may not ever see that customer again. Mm-hmm. So the situation is they are all about how do I get you to buy as quickly as possible and get you on your way, because that may be the only opportunity they have to make that sale. Now, the downside of that is the customer service is bad because they know that there's 100 other people behind you coming to do their stuff, and they don't. It is so weird. I have it all the time. The problem is I'm used to it. Yeah. And I just roll. I mean, just yesterday when we checked into the hotel in Lakeland, which Lakeland is one of the most lovely places in Florida.
I've been
the
there.
People
yes.
are nice.
Yes.
But I walked into the Hampton Inn and there was nobody there to greet me. Mm. There was the phone ringing at the front desk. I waited for probably 10 minutes. I'm thinking, how do you not have somebody waiting there at the desk to greet your visitors? It was just, and then we ate at a restaurant. The service was horrible. The food was horrible.
Ugh.
It was just, I mean, that's, I don't want to say it's all like that, but you have to get used to the fact that
I'm going to be disappointed.
50% of your interaction down here is going to result in that. And part of it's the transient nature. Not only are the residents transient, the workers are transient. It's a tourist economy. We know that half the people here are only here on vacation.
Wow.
It's a weird little state.
And nobody calls you back. You got to torment and torture. And I don't like doing that. And these are service providers for my house. I'm paying them a lot of money, like doing the gutters. Or there were things around on the property that had to be done. There's been two good things, and I've spoken about them, and it's my handyman and electricians, the guy CJ, and there's a guy Willie. I love them to death, and they do everything for me, and they're respectful, and they're nice, and they take care of it. Now, may take longer. As Marv and his wife entered our house, we have a wall going up that's making the guest bedroom, and it's close to being done, but that took a few days to get started because the guy is just so busy. And you know what? He's busy because he's good.
Right.
And
that's the thing. Once people find somebody that they can trust, somebody that gets the work done, they're the busy ones. They're the ones that they may be hard to get a hold of on the phone, but when you get them and they're the ones that, hey, I will be there Tuesday and I will get your work done. They're the ones that show up on Tuesday and get the work done. And that's part of the dilemma with being good down here is you get hammered.
So you know what? You've just given me, I am going to own this town for computer support. Because when I'm down here, I'm going to take care of it. And when I'm not, they have a phone number that they're going to get me or my son. Or if they leave a voicemail, I'm going to respond. I can take over computer support in this area fairly easy. I just got to get my name out there and just got to get,
right.
You know, get the reputation. But it looks like I can have an easy reputation, where in Pennsylvania, that's a little tougher because you know, they're used to better service. So if I'm going to service everybody efficiently, quickly, though I do have one thing, my rates aren't as accepted for the residential that I have in my community right now. So they were, there was like a shock and awe with someone in this area. So I really have to quote businesses or adjust the residential rate, but I really don't want to adjust my rate.
You know what? You can get away with not adjusting it if you're good.
Okay.
Because there are too many people doing it bad for the low rate.
Okay.
And again, that's something where I had a conversation with one of my clients on Thursday, where we're getting ready to do a Windows 10 refresh for them, and they want to nickel and dime me on things like Office 365. And I'm like, why are you nickel diming me? I'm not Microsoft. I didn't make the product.
Right.
You know, that, well, we pay you for all of this other stuff and we just want to save money. And I'm like, look, I'm going to tell you this. I will never fight with you on price. If you are looking for the lowest price, just assume it's not going to be me. The reason I'm higher is because I do what I tell you I'm going to do. Have you ever had a major problem with me? I'm not to say that there's never problems, because there are. But have I never not come through for you in a major situation? Do we not answer the phone when you call? Do we not do these projects for you? Do we not, you know, keep your employees up and running as much as possible? And when they talked about, well, yes, we don't have to call. We don't ever have to panic. If we do have an issue, we call you, you answer. I said, that's what you're paying for. If you want to pay on price, then you're going to go through the situation that everybody else down here goes through, where you may be down for days.
Right.
Because the cheap people aren't going to be available to help you.
You're right. And as long as I sell it that way, and I'm glad I needed to hear that, because I was thinking, wow, for residents, do I need to drop my rate? Because I would never do that up north. And very interesting, this week we had a new client. My son was there almost all day. He insisted, and it was a Windows 10 in-place upgrade and a whole bunch of other things. And when he was done, my son couldn't wait to call me. And he said, Dad, he made sure and insisted, he said, when I was starting to write the invoice, he says, you charge me for your rate, which I quoted him, and it was like the top end of our rate, for every minute you were there, even if you're staring at the screen, I know it's your time, and I know. And when he was done, he added a tip for my son on top of it, because my son said, hey, on the timesheet, I can add that, right? For the I said, absolutely. You know, so that was amazing. And I'm like, boy, this guy must not be used to good customer service, because he went out of his way to reward it.
Yes.
And I don't want to become like that, where it's not the norm, because to me it's the norm. And that has caused major stress. Like this dishwasher, I have an electrician, a good electrician, that's coming by on Wednesday, and I want him to vet the electrical hookup before I just say, screw it, I'm buying a new dishwasher, because I can't take the stress for such a low price. I mean, the darn dishwasher, I seen the original invoice, it was $318. Are you kidding? I've given up $2,000 in stress and in time that I'll never get back. So that's something else you have to look at. There's times where that's it. Just buy new. It's not worth it, even though it is under warranty. But see, then there's that driving principle, that on principle, they have to suffer and come through with what they're supposed to do. So there's a devil and an angel on me that's fighting, you know, that I'm not sure, you know, how hard to push. It's like the car dealer, you know, they're going to laugh at that. Oh yeah, we made a mistake on the postage. No, you should be embarrassed. No, that's not how it should be. Now I'm,
if you get the right customer service person, they may. I'm not going to say that everybody in Florida is like that, so we have to you know, temper it a little bit. But the problem is, like I said, it is so widely accepted, and that's the problem. Where you know, there are going to be those good stories out there. And if you call, they may say, you know what, we're sorry. Tell me how much you paid. We'll send you a check, or, you know, we'll credit your account or something like that. You do have to ask. The problem right. is, if you ask and they say no, how much more are you willing to fight?
Right.
And that's where you have to weigh the options.
And your time. A lot of people don't, I know, and I'm guilty of this. How much time are you taking to do something that it's so much easier to just, you know, like an example, like someone owes me like a couple hundred dollars. Okay. And let's say I was 100 an hour, but I spent 10 hours trying to collect the 200. Well, something's wrong with that. Just be done with it and forget it and yep. leave it alone. So I hate that they got one over on me, but I had to learn to let go. I haven't learned that down here yet. I guess I'm slowly getting there, but I am.
You pick your battles, right? You'll learn which battles to pick and which right. ones to leave. Now, on the situation where that person owed you the money, $200 may not be the number to use as the example, but early in my career, when I had trouble chasing money, it took me a little while to get to the point where I'm like, I don't want to send them to collections.
Right.
But finally, it got to the point where I said, look, if you don't pay, I'm sending you to collections. I am not going to spend time chasing that money. And I did it to two clients. Mm. And, you know, you don't get the full amount because you got to pay the collection service, but you get your money, you get the point across, especially for, at the time, I think I was still a solo tech at the time. I didn't have my tech. So this was before I had the techs, where I'm like, look, just because I'm a solo tech, you're not going to take advantage of me. And you know that the second person I did that to, this was, I'm sorry, I'm going to get frustrated.
That's okay.
This is somebody who made millions of dollars and would brag about all of the stuff they did. And I'm like, why are you taking advantage of me when you basically have money to throw away? And when I sent them to collections, the wife called and said, why did you do that? They were mean to us.
Oh.
And I said, because you were mean to me. You didn't pay me what you were supposed to pay me.
Well, I had an orthodontist that way back we learned a valuable lesson. His wife was in charge of the bills, and I had to send multiple emails over to where we were 70 days old. And one of the emails I said, you know, I hope your husband, when he has a problem in the office, if he calls me, I'm not going to be able to help him. And that got the message through. Hmm. And she apologized. I'll never forget this. She sent me a text to check my mailbox. This was a Sunday. And I went out to the mailbox. This was a couple years ago. And there was the check for the amount. And then there was an extra $100 for my inconvenience and an apology. And nice. I'm like, you know what? He gets service, you know, and I never have a problem. So you mentioned collections. So Friday, and I probably shouldn't have picked that day yesterday to do the MHS consulting collection calls. There was only two. And the day that I was already running into with lots of things not happening and going the way that I want them to, I don't know why, but I picked that day to follow up on two invoices that were hitting over 40 days. So when I say 40, it's like one was 40, one was 41. And the one phone call I made is an attorney, and it's a small office, and it was only for 2 hours of work. And I said, hey, you're running behind. Do you want to give me a credit card? And he says, you know, Mike, I'm really surprised you sent that bill, because that system I had just bought from you for a couple weeks ago, and then you redid everything and you know, but I feel that system was too new. I said, a Windows 10 update took out your system that I have no control over. And if I did that for every client, I'd be out of business and I wouldn't be here to help you. I cannot control what Microsoft does. And he said, okay. And he gave me a credit card. So that was my explanation. And it was nothing we did. If it was something, anything, even remotely close to our fault, I would have absolutely not paid, you know, not worried about it. Hell, he wouldn't have been invoiced in the first place. Now, the second one is like your client that you just mentioned, always bragging, lots of money, everything. And he always pays. This one was going a little late. And so I did something. I texted him. And he said, oh, man, sorry about that. And he texted me a picture of his credit card, which I deleted, you know, and get, you know, he didn't realize that was a no-no, you know, but he texted me the credit card and I put it through Square and then said, thank you, and sent him a text invoice. And that was a little more. I mean, that was, you know, that was $600, you know, that was enough that when it's getting old, you know, right. I want that. And it was great when I at the end of each day, my son and I, while I'm away, kind of have a wrap up together and we talk about what's happening and you know, who needs to follow up on what. And I explained the story to the attorney and he loved it. And he said, you know, I'm glad you told me that, because if he's ever hit with that question, that's how he's going to deal with it, which, you know, things are out of our control. And we can't be expected to do things for free. I mean, this is a business. It was like I got a referral from someone on Facebook, that's someone that knows me that mentioned, and that person contacted me. And I was like, oh, cool, you know. And she was talking to me and I got the sense this person has no idea what my rate is. I told her my rate and she says, oh, I thought you would come out and do this for free. I said, how could I make a living at that? This is what I do. Would an electrician come out to your house and do it for free? No, I guess not. I said, well, what were you thinking if not free? She says, well, I'm thinking $10 an hour. And I'm like, well, that's not going to help at all. That's not that's not going to happen. So, you know, we parted politely, but I'm not a fit for you. And it was just shocking to hear how quickly what I do was devalued like that, you know, over the telephone, because they don't understand it and they don't get it. So,
well, I was going to, you know, make a comment there that, for some reason, people don't understand the difference between a basic computer repair, network support, you know, there's all these different things, and we don't know what their position is. But trying to explain to somebody the hourly rate, that's probably the hardest thing to do. I just basically tell people, look, this is not the only thing I do. I do network support on enterprise servers. I do, you know, consulting. I do network design. I do, you know, I have to go through training. I have to, you know, get certified in certain areas. I have to deal with partners and vendors. So I basically got to the point where this past year, I finally would say to customers, when they would talk about how much it would cost, where I tell them, it cost me $94 an hour to run my business, period.
Right.
Because, you know, and they start to say, why $94? And I'm like, how much do you pay for rent, or how much do you pay for your office lease? You know, when you look at the fact that it cost me $2,000 a month just to lease the space,
right?
Then they start to understand, oh, okay, you're not just some man in a van.
Right. Business insurance. Hey, the price of that van and the insurance for that van.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I like that, because I have not used that approach of what does it really cost per hour when someone challenges me on that. I really like that, because then when they do the math and they minus that out, it's like, wow, you're working for very little.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, yes.
And then they want to say, well, okay, well, 150 is still a lot more than 94. And it's like, okay, so think about the time that it took me to drive here. Think about the time that it takes me to be on the phone with you. Think about the time it takes me to research your problem. It's not that like I can bill you for every single hour of every single business day. So there has to be a gap. Mm. You know, I can't, you know, I don't work 2,080 hours,
right,
you know, of billable time. So then they start to kind of step back a little bit. And attorneys, and which is the bulk of my clients, they at least understand. They understand.
Yeah, that's like the movie The Firm. And I'll never forget the character by Tom Cruise is being mentored by Gene Hackman. And Gene Hackman said, you know, they were talking about billing. And he said, look, I want you to bill the time you're thinking about the client. Yes. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, could you imagine if we could do that when we're researching a little problem or a driver issue for that client? I don't bill for that. And I'm like, probably should, you know, for that. But we don't. And we just eat those right. times. And, you know, that's very interesting.
Yeah. See,
I hope everybody's learning a lot here because I'm learning a lot. You know, just our each of us our approach. So there's one takeaway here, which is I don't care where you live, I don't care what you do, you take the high road when you are in the business of doing customer service for your customers. You have to be respected, liked, no problem with paying the bill. You must be there. Every client must be treated like they're the best client. It's something I strive to do. It's very hard. It's something I've instilled upon my son who works for me. Just, and he already has that customer service built into him because he was abused by Comcast and left the Comcast residential support world. He was so abused by Comcast that they kind of whipped them into customer service shape, you know, where now having that, he takes that to any client of ours. And it's great. That's why they want to give him a tip or they want to take care of him. And I thought the greatest honor I ever had was one of my regular clients called up and they said, oh, it's Mike Sr. Hey, can you tell them that so-and-so called Mike Jr. so he can call me back? And I'm like, sure, I'll give them that message, you know? And I'm like, oh, man. I was like, I'm like, what, you know, really? They don't want me anymore, you know? So that's good. So what tips do you have for me now that I'm in Florida? Or now I'm heading back in a week, but I'll be back again for one more week. I'll be back again for a week in November. But the hardcore winter months, January, February, March, and part of April, I am going to be down here. What advice, how do I adapt? Because I'm going to be back in Pennsylvania getting used to everything again back there. Then I'm going to be back here in Florida, and it's like I got to throw a switch.
Okay, but are you talking about just simply surviving in our winter months?
No. Surviving the you know, there's still going to be customer service issues and stuff. I just have to suck it up and...
Yeah, it's just going to take a couple of seasons of being able to deal with some of these situations. Part of your issue now is you're in a time crunch. You've got stuff that you've got to do. You have a limited amount of time to get this house into shape before you go back.
That's exactly.
So that's part of it. It's not necessarily... you know, that you have to do too much more, because once you get past this initial cycle, it'll be a lot better.
Right.
You've just got things compounded on top of each other.
Right.
Once you get to the point where you're in a regular, stable schedule of two good services, one bad service, three good services, half a bad service, things will start to turn around and you'll be okay with that.
I needed that pep talk.
And, you know, you've already talked about the fact you found an installer.
Yes.
You found an electrician.
Yes.
That will do good by you every single time. Once you start to find a few more of those for other areas,
right,
then you'll be fine.
And I think that's what I'm comfortable, because even today there was a plumbing issue back in the there was a plumbing issue back in Pennsylvania, and I had to stop and talk to the plumber a couple times today, but it's a plumber I trust. I get great customer service, and he came out there on a Saturday, and, you know, that's what I'm used to, and you're right. I mean, that's how many... I've spent 59 years up there, so that's...
Yeah, you're starting over here, new life, new world, and you'll eventually get there. It's the, you know, like I said, it's mainly geared towards people coming and going who we may not ever see again. Once you're here on a regular basis, and you'll find out as you start to go out to restaurants, you'll start to see waitresses and waiters on a regular basis who will know you, and, you know... If you tip them every single time, even if they do bad, they'll remember that, and they will do better each and every time. It's going to be in every segment that you deal with. Once you find the person, you'll be okay.
No, that's great. That and you know, that's, I needed that to survive. So that was very helpful. So I want to thank you for being my guest, because as everybody knows, I rarely have guests on, and you are one of the few, and I just had to take advantage of this to be together, because hopefully, and especially in the winter months, you'll hopefully hear and see Marv and I more and more together as we can get together, and then I got to make it down to Fort Lauderdale, you know, if I'm going to be here this long. So that now they got wheels, then they fixed it for me. So no, I thank you.
That's true. The interstate goes both ways.
That's right.
By the way.
That's right. So right now it's always been Marv coming up to me, you know, to the Tampa area. And well, I benefit because he has clients in Tampa too. And I have two clients in Tampa. And it's funny because I let him know that I'm going to be here right now, and everything's been remote. Except one trip, the last trip, I actually spent a day. He is a corporate recruiter, you know, for high-end executive, and works from his own house and everything. So that's cool. So I like what Taz put. Marv is not a guest. He is family. That is correct. So anything you want to add here before we wrap up?
No, I think we did a pretty good job. You know, even though we started talking, you know, poorly about customer service, I think most people anywhere, anytime can attest to having a bad experience. Yes. And, you know, society has kind of changed. The fact that everything now has to be cheaper. So we know that we're going to get less in terms of quality, in terms of our products. And it's the same in terms of service. If we want to have, you know, cheaper services, well, then you have to pay help less money, and you get a different quality person when you step down in pay. So as long as we understand that that's the way of the world, we seek out the good people, we try to reward them more, and hopefully things will start to turn around here soon, and America will start to be a place where we, you know, pride ourselves on service. We pride ourselves on quality, both in, you know, people and in products.
Yes. And, you know, that lends itself to, like, during this pandemic, when I was in Pennsylvania, my wife and I, we made sure to order takeout from a restaurant that we love and want to see them open. And we always go to the restaurant. We would go at least once a month. There was a couple weeks we went every week, and then like made it okay every couple weeks, because we want to see them open, and because I love their dedication and their customer service and their food and it. And that's what you want to be. You want to be that for your customers, just like I'm going to be looking for to keep them around me down here. So anything to plug? Website, sir, for your podcast?
So, of course, as you mentioned at the beginning, I am the host of Podnuts Pro, the show where we talk about products and stories and tips to help support your business customers. And pretty much head there and hear about all things business.
Okay. Thanks for being with me. And everybody, thank you so much for a little surprise show. I'm still going to have a show next Thursday at our normal time, 7:30 p.m. And if you purchase anything from Amazon, If you just, you got to be using Amazon now because you don't want to go out and mingle at places and risk getting the virus. Use our link. It's in the show notes for Tech Vets and at MikeTechShow.com. Click on the link. Carrie and I share that Amazon link and your price stays the same. So click on the link, then add the items to the cart. When you check out and pay for it, we get a small commission, but it makes a great big difference. Thank Instant House Call for being a sponsor. I couldn't live without them. This is how I operate for getting remote access and taking care of all my clients and being able to work no matter where I am in the world. And also, Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro, again, a tool that is a must-have if you're a tech. That's it. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight and being here. And thanks for staying subscribed. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Holla.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.